You know, when I was thinking about sobriety date, I mean, my first thought comes to mind is like, what am I going to talk about? You know, it's the day, you know, I got sober. And, you know, I would say, you know, I'm going to speak on my experience about this. You know, it's not my first time in AA. I'm on like round two of sobriety. And throughout my journey, kind of through sobriety, in and out, you know, the meaning of a sobriety date, my thoughts on a sobriety date have changed over time. First time I got sober was in 2014. I was 21. I definitely needed to get sober. My life was a wreck, but I really was very delusional and was unable to see that. And me and my sponsor were talking about it last night. Like, I just worked the steps and I worked this program and I got sober. You know, it was kind of like I accidentally got sober. You know, at first it was kind of like when I think about it, it's kind of like, you know, that sobriety date to me, it was, you know, an introduction to AA. It was the first time I told myself and other people that I was an alcoholic. You know, it was the first time that I admitted that what I was doing was probably not the right way to live. And I probably needed to do something different. And that I, you know, knew that this possibly could be an option for me. I would say the longer I stayed sober, the idea of, you know, my sobriety date changed. You know, I had no problem telling you about my sobriety date to let you know that I had more time than you, or to, you know, just really like became like boastful, and, you know, it became an excuse for me not to do the things that I needed to do, right? Like, you know, once I hit around 4 years, it was kind of like, I'm at 4 years sober. Like, I don't need to go to a meeting tonight. I don't need to call my sponsor. I don't need to tell my network what's really going on in my life. Like, these little problems that I'm having, I shouldn't have a problem with handling on my own. And I, you know, as you know, we know, you know, I got to a point where I was pretty much, you know, running my own life, and kind of got to the point where, you know, started growing resentments of AA, and you know, really every meeting I went to, I just couldn't stand anymore. You know, I'd leave and I'm just like, fuck this. And, you know, and eventually I stopped going to AA. And it was, you know, over a matter of time, and there's a lot of things that happened that kind of, you know, really drove me out. But I relapsed. I was out for 4 years. And when I left, I told myself and I told everybody else, like, you will never see me in an AA meeting ever again. Like, I never want to come back to AA. And I just think I had this view on, you know, like, where I was in my life, just things I was choosing to hear in AA meetings, you know, just kind of gave me that mindset. And, you know, I had this idea of, like, I was young when I got sober. I was just young. I was just young and dumb. And my life eventually got to a point where I knew that AA was the only way I was going to get sober. And, you know, there was guys in the rooms where, you know, I got a couple DUIs, and after the first DUI, they're like, maybe you should come back. And I'm like, nah, you know, everybody gets a DUI. And then I get a second one, and then, you know, just things are, like, stacking up. And, you know, finally I get to a point where, you know, it's time to come back to AA. And that's when I came back in 2023. You know, I went into treatment. And, you know, now the meaning of a sobriety date to me is more of a it's like a privilege, right? It's a gift from God. It's a miracle. You know, I think alcoholics like myself, we're not supposed to, you know, I feel that I'm not supposed to, you know, have a sobriety date. But I do deserve one. And I think everybody does. You know, and I've learned that it doesn't matter how much time I have, how much things I have in my life. You know, really all I have is today. And I used to hate when people say that, like, oh, all you have is today. Like, no, I have time, you know? And, but like where that led me was not good. So, you know, I know for a fact, if I work the program of AA, I have a good shot of staying sober. And if I don't, you know, for me, if I don't work this program, if I'm not here, then, you know, I'm 100%. That sobriety date is going to go away, and I'm not 100% guaranteed to get another one. So, you know, it's just when just kind of looking back at the whole thing of, I guess it's, you know, might be maturity, you know, or just kind of, I heard someone talking in a meeting like last week and they said, you know, how you hear in AA that relapse isn't a part of recovery or whatever it may be. And this person said, like, no, I don't believe that. And for me, my relapse has played a huge part in my recovery. I learned a lot. I'm grateful for that. Change of date in sobriety. I don't want my sobriety that I had. You know, I kind of held on for that for a long time. But, like, where I'm at today, you know, I just got 8 months, and I'm much happier right now than I was with, you know, 4 years of sobriety. And it's just because I'm, you know, taking this one day at a time and kind of not even thinking about this, you know, whole sobriety date thing, I guess, you know. So I think I'll keep coming back. Thanks.